Hey, nigga, Snapchat, nigga, twisted up real tight. I'm with my motherfucking brother, nigga. They was representing for Trump tight, but we in this motherfucker real tight. Nigga, ain't left, everything right. Nigga, I'm tight. Nigga, fuck you talking about ball forever, nigga.
Okay, me and my two niggas, we like Ed and Nelly. I'm Zach, you AC, that Jesse and Kelly. I pull up to your hood, just let me know when you ready. I'm rolling up the gloves and the face beheaded. Hold on, chill out, please give me a second. I'm drowsy off of Zan, nigga, leg spaghetti. Cut all the bullshit, nigga, chop the confetti. You ready? I'm ready, you ready? I'm ready, alright, I never sell weed cause I smoke it too much. I fuck up the pack, I don't fuck with the sack. And I mean the bread come quick, he told me bring 300. I brought him excuses and like 200 and something. I mean most of y'all niggas love drugs like me. Love me like drugs, bitch I might be. Yo love like bro, turn on lights please. Turn off your cool, I mean I might freeze. I mean hold on, relax, please give me a chance. I was moving too fast, I ain't hear what you said. We was celebrating life and trying to get to the fed. But me and my two niggas, we like Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Damn.
Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Me and my two niggas, we like Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Me and my two niggas, we like Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
Hey guys, welcome back to an all-new episode of Lit Like Leash, the podcast, the only podcast on the internet that gives you the three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So go ahead and light up your bongs, blunts, and joints, and spark up your mind.
I guess, yeah.
The grinder cuts it up real nice.
Well, I have a wooden grinder.
Boom,
right through that shit.
You've been smoking that bomb for 20 minutes. It's so high.
Take it away.
I didn't hit one blunt.
I'm trying to rush it.
I ain't been smoking right now. But
oh, really?
Cutting down right now.
Oh, wow. Like, you guys
all my people is focused on a better path.
I see.
Listen, like,
I didn't smoke for 9 months, so I'm getting dopey. You feel me?
I see. Fuck. Oh, you guys are about to leave here. Interesting. This combo is about to be great.
I love smoking weed, but that's my problem. I love it too much.
Literally.
I love smoking a little too much.
You say that like that's a bad thing.
Nah, it is when you got
You got a certain goal you're trying to get to.
I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that, but I smoke so much weed, and then it gets to a point where I just want to stay home now. I don't want to leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a showcase,
can't be too
I got to go.
Productive.
Yeah, okay. Where, so it's just like, you know what? I'm going to put it down for a little while. Shit, that's awesome. It's still my favorite thing to do, though, but I got to do the cake and
I forgot. He said we started. Let me do the intro. Acting like it's a whole thing. Welcome back to another dope ass episode of Lit Like Leash, the only podcast on the internet that gives you those three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So you know when you come on Lit Like Leash, you get a whole lot of weed, a whole lot of chicks, and some dope ass vibes.
Uh-huh.
So We got some new heads in the building today. I'm so excited to have you guys on here. I love when I see new people. I like spoken with new people. Some new things, new opportunities to learn about someone. So let's introduce yourselves. Go around in a circle. We'll start.
What's good, y'all? My name's Poncho. I'm Bergen County. Living out of Lodi. Shit going up this year. Jersey. All I gotta say is, we're gonna put on. That's it. Like, Jersey's
going to be. What is
that,
like, Jersey, New
Jersey
York.
Going.
My heart in New York. I was born in New York.
Okay.
But
like, we're in New York. Okay.
And, I went to school in St. Francis in New York as well.
Mm-hmm.
Until, like, fourth grade, I started coming. I always lived in Lodi, though.
Oh. But, oh, wow.
But I traveled. I would wake up at 3 in the morning to go to school because my parents worked in New York.
Mm-hmm. So, wait, you would take
the
train?
Like that shit was so annoying.
How was that?
I was going to school in New York, living in Jersey. I'm done.
I'm going to keep asking until you
get lucky once, but I'm good right now.
Nah, yeah, it was just literally like, it was so annoying. Like, you gotta wake up extra early. I'm like, I'm a zombie. I have insomnia, so I don't sleep.
Oh, really?
You feel me? I'll go sleep at 1. I gotta wake up at 3:30 to go to school. Every day.
Even when you were younger.
That's why I started smoking weed, honestly. I wasn't one of those, like, oh, it's cool. Like, people told me, like, oh, you can smoke
all of it. Okay, all right, so I'm going to know. Just let me know when you guys hop back in the site.
You got this.
I'm like,
what was that?
I'll be trying to touch clips.
A man after my own heart.
Females love smoking.
Who?
I think it's
a lot.
Yeah, honestly, like the most of y'all.
I used to.
And it's nothing wrong with it. It's nothing wrong with it. Y'all got nails, you feel me?
I don't even have my nails on. Like, I'm not even fully leashed right now. I'm usually in here, nails out to here, blunts lined up. Like, I came in, it's a chill day. It's a nice day outside.
Oh,
but yeah, no. I don't like little roaches either. Like, you should see the ashtray in my car.
I'm hot.
You hot? Dang. He should have told you it was a hot pot.
Yeah,
you said high or hot?
High.
I thought you said hot. I'm like, oh, it's a hot box. My bad. I should have let you know that.
Yo, introduce yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You started telling your whole life story and shit. You feel me?
So I was like, I don't even remember what I was talking about, nigga.
You was introducing yourself, Poncho. That's Poncho. All right.
Already y'all.
Now, my name is GB Peso. I'm Hackensack, New Jersey.
Oh, really?
3DMG's Bergen County CEO of Manubi.
I've stalked you before.
Yeah.
I'm sure I follow you. Yes, 3DMG's with a Z at the end.
With a Z at the end.
I sent you an email.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No. It's okay. No, you'd be very surprised how many emails I've sent. People are like, I didn't even check it. I'm sorry.
Was it Ripe Studio or was it like?
Oh, no, it's Leash Times the Game. And people always go, I thought it was a coupon.
Was it to Beats for 3D or was it to MNVR?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying, yeah. I probably threw you. I remember stalking you. I know I followed you.
Okay.
So,
check my
So, you already know the movie. Man, take over. Like, I be feeling so happy every day now. Like, it's
really?
Crazy. Like, I wake up, you know, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, that feeling, like, before you go on the stage, like, when you first start.
Yeah, you get that.
You're nervous, you feel me? I'll be waking up like that, but not like jittery, nothing. Like, I'll just be feeling nervous and happy, like, yo, shit, like, it's going up.
Something
like,
gotta get done today.
Yeah, like, it's always, like,
today.
This year is very important, you feel me? Everybody around me.
What, sorry, listen, I cough a lot, guys.
Sorry, you get hot.
You gotta die to get the high.
There's a little brain cell,
that's
a
new one.
Listen, I'm not a rapper. But
when you ready?
What I was gonna say? Is that a mini tote? What is this?
It's a big. I thought
this
was a key.
Oh no! Not right now. Let me finish. Listen, I could get it with the best of you trying me.
You might want to try that after the interview.
Yeah, this is a little intense. That's very intense.
Yeah, I'm like, let me finish the backwood smoke. I'm over here dying off of this. Give me a second. What was I saying? Oh, you were saying you grew up in New York. And giving me your life story. That's your first
word. My fucking life word. So, boom. Born in New York, went to school there for a bit. Always lived in Lodi. Then went to school in Lodi. Grew up there.
went half to like school in Paramus and Lodi. You feel me? And just, you know what I'm saying? Just fell in love, you know what I'm saying, with Jersey. Like, it was just like weird going from New York to Jersey. Like, I've always lived there, but I knew nobody in my town. Like, I was home alone as well. I grew up very, like my parents were always working. My dad
worked.
Yeah,
and they worked in
New York. Stock exchange, you feel me? Mm-hmm. As a printer. My mom worked in a hospital downtown here. So, you feel me? And I was always by myself. Go to school, go home. School, go home.
Yeah, you begin to learn how to raise yourself.
Word. And then going to New Jersey, it's like, yo, these people are completely fucking different. This is weird.
Like, yeah,
word, right? Like, yo, they're looking at me crazy, like, yo, you're wild. Like, I only got along with, like, the crazy ones, you feel me? Like,
all my... The outer line.
Yeah, like, they're reckless. I'm like, yep, you're my friend. Like, you feel me? Like, yeah. And it just went from there.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started, what's it called? Getting to know people in Teaneck. And that's how I met this, you know what I'm saying? This ugly motherfucker right here. I mean, your shit just kept going up.
And then you moved into Hackensack.
No. I met him for a completely different reason.
Oh really?
My boy Spring.
I knew Poncho for a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know him for a few years.
Word.
This is, look, I knew Poncho through the camera for about probably 2 years. One of our close friends.
I don't feel my fingers like that. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. My bad.
That's all good. Don't worry about it. One of our close friends, he actually just passed away.
Oh my god, I'm sorry to hear that.
My boy Pill. Shout out Pill Cosby, man.
Word, man. Rest in peace, TK, man. We love y'all. We miss you.
Word is gone. But he's been telling me for like forever, like, yo, you gotta link with Poncho, man. Like, y'all would really make some heat together. And then my boy Spring, he was about to bring that up. My boy Spring, he's always telling me, yo, you gotta link with Poncho, bro. Everybody I knew, knew Poncho. And everybody that he knew Peso. Like, it was just like,
it was the army, that work. Connection. Yeah, you might as well just work together.
Yeah, it works. So, like, eventually, I just hit him, like, yo, let's work. He came over, we worked. I went over there and said, we both got a studio in our house.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's how that worked.
So, that's how you know you guys got goals.
We actually got very similar stories, too. Like,
your backgrounds.
Very weird. Like, no cap. Like, I literally.
It works out. Like, listen. God be working like.
That's what I'm saying. Like, God
be working.
Like, he went to school in New York, living in Jersey. I did the exact same thing around the exact same age. Like, this is how it worked.
Wow. So you guys have been like besties all 3 years?
I literally just met him.
Oh, when?
A month and a half ago.
Get the fuck! Yeah, you guys are very. I didn't get that vibe. Facts. I thought you guys knew each other for years.
We just clicked. Like, it was just
really.
Like, we gonna click. And that's
so all, that's why your friends was all right. They was like, y'all might as well work
it
together because y'all got the same vibe.
Nah, we're like,
no,
everybody that I really fucked with music wise was telling me you have to work with Poncho. You have to work with Poncho. And I was like, yeah, eventually. Eventually, it never came because we never
I'll
tried.
I hit him. Yeah.
So then eventually,
we actually made
it happen. Mm-hmm. And then everybody that was telling me it was right. I had to work with Poncho because we had to make the music. We make it now.
Like, we made a tape in a week.
Wow.
That's how we clicked. Like, we just clicked and immediately started working. Like, that's just how we.
Off the wake up, yo, you trying to come here or you want me to go there? Boom. You know what I'm saying? Then midday, I go back to my crib. He's working on his own music, doing his own sessions. You know what I'm saying? Back to work. Which is always working.
There we go.
So,
now we here. No looking back.
Listen.
Going to start records, all that.
And that's what I love. And that's why I love having, like, any kind of creative on here. Because I always feel like, at least I got to see you first. Before you blew up.
Well,
like, I can
first,
always be that
my
person.
My first interview. I don't know.
I like
if that's
that.
How you
and that's
it.
Why, I mean, like... I always say other people will be like, oh, do I have to be a rapper or a singer or anything like that? Can I just be doing my own thing? Like, whatever you feel is your creativity, you could be drawing stick figures and trying to sell it. But hey, I would still be like, come on here. I want to talk to you. Because I feel like if that person makes a connection with me, then I feel like when they blow up, I can say, I made that connection.
I knew that guy.
I knew them. Right. I actually have that audio. You know?
Or that's some shit you throw up later. Like,
yeah,
some like, vintage.
So the Fox 5. TMZ, we went. What's up? But yeah, no.
Trust me, all them names, like, you're going to see my name there. Like, you're going to see all our names there. Now your shit's right. crazy. Like,
I like that energy.
I am energy. Like, I've been saying that. I've been saying that. Like, people don't understand. Like, I am energy. Everything I dream, I completely, like, devote myself, it's happening. It's gonna happen. I think.
Yeah, literally. Like, when I can't work, when I have writer's block in my house and I can't spit something out, I go to Poncho's house. And it just goes from there. It just goes. Like, if I don't have the right vibe in my house, what the hell shit?
I've worked with a lot of artists. A lot of artists probably know, you feel me? Like, just a lot of artists.
Listen, I'm still
constantly meeting features. Like, it's crazy. Like, this it's crazy.
Listen, I'm constantly meeting, like, people, like, when I tell people to bring their friends, I never know who they're going to walk in here with. So I'm always just like, I've met people that I've listened to their songs and been chilling, bopping their songs, not even knowing, and they just walk in here with somebody that was just like, oh, some random person that said, I drew stick figures. And they said, oh, yeah, I know him. Like, really? He's like, I'm DJ so and so. I'm like, what? Don't you play on Hot 97? Why? How are you here? Are you off?
Like, it really just be like that.
Are you off? Definitely. That's a fact. I'd have been in so many studio sessions, and then some Instagram famous motherfucker walk in. I'm just like, oh shit, yeah, I follow you. It's just like,
it's really that, and that's what I love about Jersey. Let me
Jersey's so diverse. Beautiful.
Actual facts. Let me get into the What's the Strain segment of the podcast, where we talk about what we're rolling, who brought what, who rolled what, how you feeling.
And, I'm high.
And what's your favorite rap story? We're gonna get to that.
Rap story?
Yeah, but no. Listen, we're gonna get to that. But tell me first, who brought what, who got from what, like what city.
Barry White is in the air.
Barry White is what I just rolled. That's actually a roll now.
And who rolled what? Who?
GB Peso. He
rolled it. Okay. He's like, you bring another question.
Well, I brought.
I rolled it.
Well, I brought as a pre roll. Fuego Hot Rod Hash Plant.
Where it has some turps on it.
Oh my God! Say that for the lessons from Leech.
I bet. I got some purple bubble too. That's gonna get rolled up.
Yeah, that's some other shit.
What you got? Just go to Cali and just sign. Oh wait, don't you got that interview? We'll bring that.
He's Cali. He is California.
So you work out there a lot?
Huh?
What do you mean?
They just mean like you.
Nah, people are like Philly. Like my soul out in Cali. I did that.
That's a fact.
Yeah, dead ass. Like I be like saying my heart, like my body in Jersey, my heart in New York, my soul in Cali. You're like dead ass.
That's a tag. Where is it?
I only got two tests.
Coming soon.
Only things that mean anything to me. That's my family. That's what my mother said.
Exactly. Okay. I see you.
Where? Nah,
he needs one. I'm about to get crazy.
I'm gonna get him one.
I just need some. I need an artist. Man, I'm gonna go get drunk. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, this arm is you.
Bro, literally,
like, this is all you.
Most of my tats, I got drunk. Like, I never got a bad tap before. Like, I would get a little drunk and hit to my artist, and it was just I figure it out, and I'll go home and I'll be like, oh shit, I didn't do such a bad job. Like,
Good job.
Fuck, I got a tap. Look at it, I'm like, oh,
it's not too crazy.
I can work with it. Nah, you definitely need some more tests.
But let me tell him what I rolled. Rolled some Death Star OG and Backwoods fucking sponsor me, and I'm gonna roll over my CBD paper around it. That's from Raw. So stay tuned.
So do you got CBD the flavors? Like, raw. I need some flavors. I need some special flavors. Like,
oh, no.
You said a raw
yeah.
CBD paper.
Yeah, I buy it from this floral market I go to on Wednesday. Shouts out to the why is my mind blanking? Like, Yummy Entertainment. They have a little market that they
can
have.
I see the pack?
Yeah.
Shit, I never heard of a CBD raw papers.
You know, regular.
Oh, they're regular. It's a regular pack.
Yeah. But no, it's CBD papers in there, not the other kind.
Not the other kind.
I changed the packs because the cops don't like it. But no, regular. Don't smell like nothing. I thought you were about to sniff it.
Yeah,
that's
what I said. Smell it. I like smelling everything.
Because I thought it was going to smell like weed.
If I haven't smelled something, I have to smell.
Yeah, but no, I always roll backwards, and they always... Listen. So I always roll backwards, like the fans know. I always roll backwards, and they always unravel on me every single fucking episode. So I wind up just crying some piece of paper.
I'm literally smoking right now. Like, that's what I'm doing.
You're welcome. If I had the edibles and the bong, it would be a different vibe. And
so question.
I gotta buy a detox.
Fuck with like papers and bongs, or you just get back?
No, I do. I just need to find the courage to learn how to roll that together. It's just more. I'm practicing with my backwards doing it this way.
I'm trying to learn how to just roll joints. I love rolling filters with papers.
Yeah.
I'm so quick to roll a blunt.
I love the look of it.
Like, wait, does that come with the filters?
Yeah.
I can't find those anywhere.
Well, this is Patterson, so you might not be able to find them anywhere, but
I'm not even from Patterson. I live in Newark, but I'm saying I can't find them anywhere near me when I'm in Newark.
Like, where I live, I can't find rollers, period. Like, I just moved to,
I got you. Come back next time. That's all they have by me. I'm trying to find the kind with the filter.
They got that all. Aladdin. Smoke shops.
Word.
Don't forget about smoke shops.
Where? I'll get to that.
Smoke shops always
They usually have packs of straight filters, too.
Yeah, they have packs of straight filters.
I be putting filters in my back.
I'll
make a filter for you.
What's the tea? What's the tea segment? Where we talk about the social injustices we see online, the tea we see in social media. I love the shade room. I don't know about y'all. And anything else that comes in our head. And I roll on my side. It's your heart.
I done rolled so many inside out joints.
It makes me so mad when I do that because I taste the glue and it's just
like... Yeah, and it's just glue all over your lips. And you're
like, man.
Fucks up the whole shit.
Fuck up my vibe. Okay.
Wait, did you ask me a question?
No, I was about to. Legalization. Did y'all hear what happened?
Yeah, that got me tight.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah, she just got me tight.
I don't want to talk about this shit right now.
I expected it though. Like, I've been telling.
I knew it was gonna do that.
Like, yo, but then, like, that what? It was like a year and a half ago when he got elected.
Yeah.
And whatchamacallit. And then from there, people are like, yeah, in the next few months. I'm like, yeah, you're bugging the fuck out.
Next few months.
It'll be October.
It's gonna happen.
Then it was like,
they're forgetting that Chris Christie's, like, people, you feel me? They're still around there. They still have a say. Feel me? And they're all anti weed. It's not gonna happen as long as, you know what I'm saying, there's more of them than us. That's just it. And that showed, and I've been said that, and boom, almost 2 years later, boom, it's just, you can't.
It's gonna happen, man.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but no, this is not a failure. This is not a failure.
Maybe a step closer.
When I was watching the news and I saw that it got canceled, I was like, oh. But then I said, you know what, at least we opened New Jersey's eyes to some of the shit, the benefits that this could actually have for the state. Like, News 12 was on it. They had everything, like, the funding it would get. Like, they were on it, so I was always watching. So, at least now, we have those people that were going to vote yes for it. We can have more people with the potential to, with more education, they could learn how to accept, like legalization. Because some of the towns were also voting no. Like, there were all those people, and when I was watching the news, it was like certain towns were coming out and saying that they didn't want it affecting their community, so they were gonna vote no.
Did you hear about the I'm sorry.
No.
Did you hear about the creator of fentanyl is fighting against the weed legalization? Like, that just drives
the shit crazy. They put in coke.
The shit that's killing everybody.
The shit that's killing all my family members
and all my friends is that guy is trying to stop the whole.
Are you serious?
They know. Like, it's very clear that this is going to help a lot of people. Like, weed legalization is going to help. Like, this whole drug thing, like, a lot of it's going to stop when weed is legalized. Because there's going to be a lot of strains that we're going to be able to get our hands on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
And
They don't want that. They want people to keep
They want people to keep popping pills.
They
and
want people. They want
opioid overdoses and. Of course, that's the only reason legalization has not happened throughout this whole country yet.
Money. That's what it is.
Big Pharma will not let that happen.
Hey, I was about to say.
They want to keep that as much metric control as they can have on there.
Let drugs ever get off the shelf.
Say that one more time, did you say?
Big Pharma would never let drugs get off the shelf. I mean, when it's only in there,
CBD just took a, when it just got legalized right nationwide, it really took a hit to Big Pharma. And now, but have you seen Walgreens and CVS? Are gonna start selling some of CBD products around.
Lotion, all of that.
Yeah. And their stores are definitely
peaked. I was a little tight. They took Backwoods Dutchies out of the what's the name store.
But Backwoods is starting to get some weird chemicals on their shit. That's also the reason why I'm gonna start.
And that's not how it was 3 years ago. And I'm very upset about that.
It's starting like after a year ago. I started feeling like it was like way rougher on my throat.
Yeah, it's not the same no more.
Now I cough every blunt before I could at least stand through my own blunt. The fuck, I'm bodied by my own blunt.
The leaf used to be a lot. The
it's
leaf
embarrassing.
Used to be different. But you know what I think it is? I think it's probably like because nobody smokes this. You know what I'm saying? So it's probably that.
Yeah.
They're probably just throwing whatever.
They're throwing whatever in that shit. It's sitting there wrapped up in this nice, pretty little package for however long when the bodega keep it on the shelf. And then you could just be sitting there smoking old chemicals. And it's just like. I'm gonna start looking into some different alternatives. I'm definitely trying to learn how to roll a joint.
That's why I'm wiping down your
mud. You know what you gotta do? You just gotta get like a zip. Just roll all day papers.
Camera.
Nice. That shit not blue. I'm about to touch that. I'll turn it on in like 10 minutes. Let me throw something else out there. Big Sean, have y'all seen him lately?
I haven't been watching Big Sean.
See, like a post.
Like on Instagram.
I feel like he's been.
he's like, I haven't been watching him. he got a show. Let me know.
Nah, because I literally watch them. I watch what they're doing.
Oh, okay.
Especially Jersey.
He's getting his mental mind right. This is what he was saying, right?
Yeah. But then he dropped a single the next day. He dropped a snippet of his single. So, do you think that's an issue when it comes to, like, artists, when they start saying something about mental health, that it's becoming too much of a frequent reason for them to promote their music?
Nah. You know why? Because
the song's about mental health.
I don't know. I feel like it's a fresh start. You know what I mean?
Is he basing his next project?
That's probably how they look at it.
Or is
I don't know. He dropped a little snippet on the Instagram live.
That's what I'm thinking. If he's promoting that song,
you guys
strictly right now.
Yeah, I'm back in.
Making this song to promote, like, bring more light to his next project that really has nothing to do with mental health, then he's, you know what I'm saying? He's milking. Like, he might be serious about it too, but it's just like.
But what about Logic? Logic did it. Logic had a whole song with the Suicide Hotline as the title.
Yeah, but people already knew like his whole like in his music he's always been.
Yeah, so what's the difference between somebody like Big Sean?
Big Sean also had that like that one song jumping out the window.
What?
Yeah, I don't know, he says jumping out the window.
I mean, man, I ain't laying
down. Right? He said what? I was gonna say that's about mental health. Get the lyrics up. Pull it up.
Rap genius.
He like, I got the deeper meaning of that.
Everything,
all right, I saw that. I didn't even need Rap Genius. I had the lyrics. I see the lyrics, okay? It's mental health. Big Sean broke up with Janae Aiko also.
I didn't even know that.
Me either. I heard it the other day.
She made that song.
He broke up with Janae Aiko.
With Corrupt Talking and the joint, that's my shit. Like,
now, let me ask you this.
That shit fire, like.
Yeah,
that vid matched the vibe. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. I saw
cashed out at Slauson Supermarket. You know what I mean? Supermore, I meant to say, wow, Supermarket. That was in the vid.
Where you go get your groceries there, too.
Nah, good chains, good pendants. You know what I mean?
He was funny as
hell. You tap in and tap out.
What was I going to say? But let me ask you this. So you know how he dated Ariana? He also got spotted with Ariana after the breakup. Would you think, who you think got the best loud between the two? Like, if they had, like, a loud pack that was going for him, who would be the girlfriend to have the best loud? First of all, she was protesting back then, so I doubt she's going to have. Yeah, she, no, I know Ariana probably does smoke weed. Hello, it's 2019, and she looks.
I'm you talking about shit like seriously?
She's
loud.
She's smoking on some 2020 runs. You
know, good night. Good night.
I like her new song though. That about her exes. That shit fire.
Yeah, yeah, no, that is a good one. But I was going to say Janae. Hello, Janae had corrupt. Talking
fact,
to her song.
I would personally say Janae. I ain't gonna lie.
Janae had a whole freestyle. Have you not heard any of her freestyles? Like, she had, what's that one? Comfort
like,
In?
I feel like.
Comfort In freestyle? No, where she was talking that. About how she had Keisha telling her about people talking about, if you was cheating on me,
oh,
now
shit.
I'm gonna cut you. Such and such. You know, she was very graphic in her lyrics. So,
recently?
I was, no, that was her old CD. Her Sold Out. I think that's what it sold out.
Sold out.
Yeah. But yeah, no, she's so Janae. When I think of Janae, and plus when after, okay, so after he got spotted with Ariana, she came on the live,
right?
And she had her Bantu knots in. She had the vibe in the background. She had the red flashlights. You know, the vibe was in the background. And she had her. She dropped a little snippet of a song, and then she posted. I wish I had the word. Told the word. She said something along the lines of. I'm over it. Guys, wait for this new heat. You guys aren't going to be prepared for this. Or something real inspirational at the end. And so everybody went crazy on the Shade Room. Like, oh my God, this all going to be all about Big Sean. She about to tell it all on Big Sean. And so she came in the comments like,
word.
Me and Sean good. I got love for like that, or someone like that. I had nothing but love for him, and then that was it. So okay, sis.
Word with a clap back at a fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was like, nah. Sis over there with her blunt, like, nah, sis, that ain't it. So I believe Janae would have the best weed out of the two. But if he pick, I mean, he can't go back to Janae when she finished with somebody. Yeah, jump out the window. I'm saying, is that really about mental illness? Because I thought the lyrics about... Oh, no.
I put this shitty ass Wi-Fi.
Oh, no. You got to get on Ripe Guest. You got it?
Oh, Ripe Guest.
Ripe Guest. There's no service down here.
Oh, I'm connected to Ripe Guest. What's the, you know, the password, dude?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Right, guess?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 3. Right, I was at the barbershop, and this nigga was telling me the password to the what's the name. He's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm like, why you just tell me 1, 3? You know, he older nigga, he talking slower, you know what I mean?
What's y'all barbers like? What are your barbers like? I do wonder that.
When I
see a man, I wonder what his barber's like.
Nah, my barber is gangster.
Really?
Yeah, my boy Lewis. Shout out to Lewis, man. Thought out of New Jersey, man.
Yeah?
But that's my guy.
Why you put your hood up? Like your hand wasn't done or something. Like you put
your
hood up. Because
I ain't been to him.
Just case she was about to say, with a fit.
But he's not that nice right now because I ain't been to him.
He dyes your hair too.
But nah, I dyed my own hair.
Oh, talent.
I used to go to somebody, but then I seen like what she was doing every time. I was like, I can fucking do this.
Why am I paying this much?
Word. I was just like, what? I pay like $90 every time.
Yeah,
like,
I got my hair dyed one time, and after that I said, I'm not doing this shit.
We're getting shit washed.
Plus that shit
weeks.
Didn't even last.
Yeah,
and then my hair was like visually that ain't what's legit.
Blonde is the only thing that lasts. Nothing else.
I'm not doing that
because
bleaching
hair
is
so much.
Yeah, I wish I could do
it. I don't bleach my hair no more. I started off with short hair. I had to grow my hair out.
Mm-hmm.
And this is still my short hair. Like, this is my short hair.
Oh, the dyed part.
Yeah, the dyed
part. All right, so you don't dye your hair that often.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I dye. I just don't bleach it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you're not going all the way to the roof. But you're
which I'm gonna eventually, though. But I just, I seen what it was doing to my hair slowly. Like, it was fucking my hair up. So I gotta trim.
I've seen some horror.
In about a month, I say I might have to trim.
Yeah, I gotta get a
trim
to myself. Natural hair.
It is what it is, man.
My barber lived a similar lifestyle to me. He be on his movie game shit.
He older?
Yeah,
he got a beard?
What
he do?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Think he might be into barbers.
Do he shadow box?
Does he shadow box? Nah. Like, if I show you my barber, you'll be like, nah, this nigga.
Oh, he not the neighborhood barber.
Nah. He real, like, he takes trips to, like, Africa. He brings people to, like, Africa and shit. And all different trips. Yeah. Real maneuver gang shit. I didn't even know until, like, last month.
He used the same reason. I'm like, where are you doing
this? Yeah, nigga.
He knows
that. Word, like.
So when he goes to Africa, he uses the same buzzer on you?
I don't know. He just real maneuver gang shit. On Monday he'll be in Africa, nigga. Wednesday he'll be back cutting.
You know what? I'm mixing a little bit.
Okay.
Let's do it. Actually, gelato Death Star. Hey, that's a new flavor.
I haven't smoked just this.
Okay.
He be cutting in Africa?
Nah, he cut.
Oh, that's what I was saying. Like, he go cut Africa people and then come back and cut you?
Nah.
You gonna get bumps all over your hairline.
Nah, we don't need none of that, because we in here an hour and 10, okay? We in here to last. Sex work and hip-hop. Sex work and hip-hop, y'all. You know how a lot of people get caught up with prostitutes nowadays.
I ain't gonna front, the original Pack's
great. It is the best flavor.
What's that?
Original Pack of Backwoods is the best. Besides for honey. Honey's my favorite.
I think not. It reminds me of my Black and Mild days.
What's your favorite Pack of Backwoods?
You was on your FT shit?
I was on my 40s and Black and Mild lifestyle in college.
She didn't say nothing FT. Gangsta? She was on the plastic tips.
Hello? Never the one. That shit was not hit.
She says you from Newark, right? They smoke straight plastic tips out there.
And then the funny shit is, I moved all over Jersey, but I just kept the same lifestyle.
Nah, yeah, bro. You mean? That's the same thing for me. I done been all over New York, all over Jersey, but Hackensack is really that's where my heart is.
Yes. It's all about the hometown. I'm about to make this episode about hometown. Thinking early and shit. Alright, wait. I said sex for two.
Sabadabadaba.
I wish I had the camera on. Hit the thing right here. And then it's gonna be a little movie theater looking drawing right there.
It's a little special.
Yeah, right that button right there, like a little movie theater.
It's a little special.
Yeah. No, it's not a rolly one. It's a little button. It's a circle button. A little tiny circle button.
The whole thing up.
And it's going to be like a little camera. Hit that. It's a video camera.
This is how you got to start your video. You got to start it like this. Telling him instructions how to fix it.
I'm going to put that one up first. I said sex work and hip-hop. Because a lot of people get caught up with prostitutes.
Oh, shit.
And you know how Cardi B recently came out and said she was out here on her sex work jobs. Back before.
They're trying to charge her and shit, right?
I don't know. Actually, you let me know.
She said she's on. They saying she's fucking. What you about to say?
I ain't gonna front. I feel like people exaggerate.
Can I see them paper towels?
You know why? Because I ain't front. She made a point on her post. She said rappers glorify murder all the time. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's like sort of this. Sheet. You know what I mean? Yeah, but nigga, she finessed a couple niggas that was trying to blip. You feel me?
But that's I feel like we know Cardi.
You know what I mean? Like,
all right, let me say
that.
Rappers,
you know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of rappers out here saying, you know what I'm saying, kind of coming off saying
it. Okay, I'm gonna let y'all talk first, and I'm gonna say.
Nah, look, listen. She has no clue what we're talking about right now. Look, they're trying to charge her because she drugged a few. Like back in the day, she drugged a few niggas and took and robbed them.
And took big money.
Yeah, but you feel me? I'm charging for it now. So I don't know about that. We gotta be some rational.
Well, I hope she beat the case, you know what I'm saying?
Alright, so this is what I'm gonna say about that. what I'm gonna say about that. Cardi B has always been Cardi B being ratchet. So I don't understand. She's always had, before she was Cardi B the rapper, she was Cardi B the stripper. She was Cardi B the sex worker. She don't always hide it, said
nothing.
She's always been Cardi B. So for people to be like, oh, cancel Cardi B.
Oh my God.
No, I was not going to cancel her over that. I didn't see that being an issue. We knew she had videos of her sketches. She would be in her little taxi rides going back home talking about how she got this money and you need to be robbing these niggas to get this kind of shmoney. Like, hello, like we've already seen this. So when she talked about it now, people getting so sensitive was confusing me. Very confusing. Yeah, you know who got hurt? Men. Y'all act like y'all forgot. She went and got Pepsi commercials and y'all forgot she was over here with her two-tone bras. Y'all forgot those? Her two Bantu knots at the top.
Period.
When her teeth did not have braces. Y'all forgot that? Like, she had her whole videos out talking about robbing niggas. And y'all was still under them comments like, ooh.
Yeah, word, right?
Like, I was so confused. So confused that when I was in the shame room comments. The shame room comments always tell you the truth.
Yeah,
they tell you the temperature. They tell you the temperature. You could drop a, if you drop a photo on Instagram, go in your comments. You could just tell the temperature if you got, that's a good outfit. Like, you'd be like, I don't know if that outfit was it. Let me drop this on the Instagram.
Can I see that scissor?
Oh yeah, yeah. If I could look and see it. I'm blind. Thank you. My eyelash attack. It's still attacking me, but we're gonna move on by that. Yo, when I started smoking, my lashes and my hair started growing a lot. Not this wig though, but I mean underneath my actual hair. It, like, my lashes, as soon as I started smoking, like hit 2 years smoking, I realized my lashes were growing, and then they would just start growing like underneath, curve around after a while. So now I'd be attacked randomly. In my life. What was I saying? Sex work and hip hop, Cardi B.
Cardi B is the fucking go. I don't care what nobody says. She's the fucking go.
And I even think she gonna get a case. Like, she gonna still make money after this. After she had that fight with Nicki, what she be doing still? After she had all them
Nicki
videos when she was cursing out her family and shit, still making money.
Pussy, I bitch. Pussy, I'm tired of it.
Yeah, Nicki.
She's such a hater.
What you think when Nicki dropped her Thotiana remix, and then Cardi had dropped her when, after Cardi actually had the official remix? What did you think? Wait, Nicki's was okay. Nicki.
I didn't hear about it.
Nicki had one. I didn't know either until Joe.
I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't gonna say anything, but I didn't know until just now.
I heard it the other day for the first time.
Cardi beat down her up quick.
You want to do
that
this?
Lyric?
Nah.
Nah.
I thought you were rapping. I was like, that's nice. Bars. Word.
It drove me crazy when Cardi B won the Grammy or whatever, and then Nicki Minaj go the next day like, Grammy Awards, they always giving people Grammys that don't deserve Grammys, this, that. And I was just like, yo, you're such a fucking hater.
I
you know what?
I noticed you saying it.
I
want a definition.
That's what I say, but I have no clue what to say.
This and that. Okay. It's your, okay.
Yeah,
all right, you're cool.
That.
You got your own sayings.
Nah, shout out to Bobby Shmurda. That's from him.
Oh, okay. So I don't want nobody coming to the comments.
Yeah, before you try to smoke me and shit. It's crazy.
On that Grammy show, bro. I don't think Cardi should have won the best hip hop award. You know
I think she should have. Mm-hmm. I think she should have
over Nipsey, J Rock, and over Nipsey, J Rock, and Pusha T.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so, you feel me? I think best new artist would have been dope, you feel me?
Yeah, I don't see how she got
came
best.
Out, blew up in 1 year.
I see it 100%. Bangers. Listen, this is my perspective. This is how I look at hip hop. There's three types of hip hop. There's three characters of hip hop.
Actually, did she win best rap album?
Fuck
I think it was best rap album.
Yeah, okay, even better. Best rap album, you feel me? I don't think she should have won that, I'll be honest.
I didn't listen all the way on Caution.
No. There's three people in hip hop. There's the MC, there's the DJ, and there's the B-boy and the B-girl. So those are the dancers, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, hip hop is just it's a different form of art. Like, that's what it is. It's not just it's not just the regular. It's not jazz. It's not none of these. It's none of that. It's a different form of art. You can put whatever the fuck you want into hip hop. You know what I'm saying? As long as you keep the culture. You know what I'm saying? As long as you keep it. You know what I'm saying? Just that's it. So I think she's doing that thing right now. Fuck, nobody say.
With all that being said.
Wait. No one's not anti Cardi B.
No. I'm just saying the whole hip hop thing. Nah, look, I just don't think
you feel me. And I just clarify on who had the best rap album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I don't think she had the best rap album. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can keep not it a mention, bug.
Not to throw another slug. You feel me? But
you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Looking at you,
and that's what I'm saying. I think it could have been off numbers. Yeah, she, and that's the thing.
Still, best rap, bro. Best new artist. Like I said, she should have won that award.
The world does not like good rap as much as they like everything else. You know what I'm saying? They don't like Logic, none of these people as much as they like all this. You know what I'm saying? They put the hip in the hop. That's it.
They put the hip to the hip hop. Okay. Okay. All right. I see your arguments, and
look at the Migos. I still think they hip hop. I don't care what nobody say. I still think they hip hop.
You brought that up as an example.
Oh, man.
I wasn't even thinking about them, but I guess. One of those I guess moments.
I think they got their own genre of hip hop, and I think.
I won't say they're trend setting anything. Let's back up there. They're not trend setting anything. I mean, maybe they trend setted the woos and the ha in their fucking tracks. Because everybody's on that wave.
Crazy.
You're bugging.
What did they trend set?
The dab.
Really, Rich the Kid.
Yeah, word.
That way first. Yeah. Rich the Kid said
everybody
that
dab
way
dab because
first.
Of the Migos.
Oh. No.
But what did that trend
no,
set?
They no,
made
they
a
did.
Dance.
Huh?
They made a dab. Popping.
A dab, my nigga. That's. That
okay, they made
set?
The dab.
They said.
They said everybody was saying that way and started mixing everything with weight.
Yeah, you know,
not
that
I
way.
And then
Risky
Money,
Money Way. Yeah, or all that shit.
Like,
yeah.
They trendsetters.
That whole Money Way, all that.
They drop culture. Everybody talking about culture. Now everybody talking about culture, this culture, that.
I feel like you speeded that. Like,
nah, you got not caught up.
Been caught up.
Oh, I'm not.
What?
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Yeah, I don't know what y'all.
Y'all under the rock.
Right. Yeah, where? I don't know what's
I really do think
clearly. The shade room led me wrong.
I think so, definitely. Don't say y'all, man. It's them.
Stop including me in them.
I just feel like they're using the word trendsetter too.
It's too loose.
Loosely.
Too loose. They
like
did
the
not
word,
trendset
like the
anything.
The word "goat" is used too loosely. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, go on. I want to hear more. Tell me more.
I'm just throwing out there.
That sounded like an accusatory statement. An accusatory group of people. I want to hear some.
We at Will Sub, you know? Be like.
We at all day over here. All right. Okay. I mean, but you got a point there. I mean, not everyone's a trendsetter. Just not everyone. Just like how not everyone can become.
Like, did I say that they didn't bring a couple... Like you said, that way, which I feel like Rich the Kid was saying.
They definitely didn't
Playboy,
create
like,
that
lie.
Way. I don't know.
Do the research. You feel me? Do the research.
All right,
And they made a dab.
All right, whatever. And then I just think they just did a dance.
You feel me? Like,
I feel like
you,
everyone
like,
was doing
set.
The dab at that time. I don't know how they made it. Well, they made it, but they did make it a thing because they made it in all their videos. And
in one of their interviews, they said, "We didn't create the dab. Atlanta created the dab. We made the dab pop. You know what I'm saying?"
So you proved my point.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, but he's saying that they
trended. They made it a trend.
But nah, they did. They did. They
it
took
was
the
a
dab
trend already in Atlanta.
In Atlanta, but not all over the world.
But
now,
if you can't make it a trend worldwide, it's not your thing. It's already a trend somewhere happening. Uh-huh. If someone left Atlanta and started doing a dab in New York, I'm gonna be right.
Thank you, Larry. That's a good explanation.
I try. You know,
don't worry, you got it.
Let me see those scissors. I was staring at them like, should I ask my mom? Hard trash. Do you know some artists who you hear?
Lil Pump.
Yes.
Hard trash. There you go.
Like good trash music you're talking about?
Hard trash. Like it got a good beat.
Gucci gang.
It could have been something greater. But then as it aged ungracefully. You know, one of those songs that you hear, you like, oh shit. And then like 4 weeks later, you like, fuck. Trying to turn it on that station of the radio and stuff. So like, I haven't heard that in ages. But I listen to Spotify. It was one of those always coming on the fucking radio.
Yeah. Drake is the worst, bro. He drops the best shit and then
I'm gonna need you to stop a week and a half later. I'm gonna need you to pack your stuff. And I'm gonna need you to exit stage left.
Are you a Drake fan?
He's a part of the Three Kings on this podcast.
Nah, I think they
have you not done your research?
He dropped something and it's the best. It's the best for research. A week. It's the best for a week. And then a week goes
by. It's the best for a year. Let's not do that.
Alright, whatever. But then you put on a radio station, all you hear is Drake. Put on another one, all you hear is the same song.
But why is that?
Because he's the best at one point, but look. But then a week or two goes by and you're fucking tired of it.
Okay, but I get what you're saying. Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. You hate that.
I'm not saying that. No, I didn't mean he's the worst.
Let me say it because I think I'm about to agree with you in a way. You hate that his songs always become hits.
No.
Let me finish.
Well, yeah.
They always become radio hits.
Yeah, radio hits.
And they'll stay on the radio.
Every day, all day, every hour, 20 times a day, every 20 minutes.
Which is
because he's so good.
Okay,
but it just turns so annoying,
and that's like, why
you're
he's
tired
the worst.
Of hearing Drake.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying?
I see. If you're not listening to the radio, then you would think differently from what you're saying. But if you listen to the radio, that's
yeah.
Exactly
if you're driving all day, you're gonna
you'll
hate
hear Drake. He'll be on the radio. Okay, I see what you mean. Yeah, those artists are annoying. Yes, I'll give you that.
Drake got a million flows in his body. He got a million trillion floats.
You know who I think is also on that wave? I'm blanking. Finish talking and we'll come back to
you. Yeah, but yeah, definitely. Since I was a kid, I was a Drake fan.
To answer your question, it's me.
Okay.
I'm body Drake, I'm like Drake.
Aw, shit.
Listen, I would like to keep this podcast alive.
Don't ruin her mood halfway through the interview, man.
No, I don't need anything to try to dislike this video.
Shout out to Drake.
Listen,
shout out to Drake.
Come on, Drake.
He's already going after.
If he came on this podcast, I forget about you. Hi! How are you? If I faint, hold on.
All right, listen. Shout out to Drake, man.
Nobody.
Shit
about me. Like, who? I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait. Where are you? How are you?
You want a drink?
I wish I would have known. I would have dressed differently.
I thought he was talking about Drake and Josh. I had no clue.
Drake Bellman?
That's the homie.
That's what? That was the show.
He started rap.
That was my shit.
I'm looking for the lighter that I had.
Where's that shit? Let me cut this off.
Oh. I always keep that sentimental habit. I'm sorry. When I'm at home, I bought this. Okay, let me tell you about the thrift store. No Macklemore.
I'm gonna pause you right there. Can I use the bathroom?
Oh yeah, you're more than able to step out. My bad. I should have told y'all that.
And sir, hot box, the door is not open.
Oh, it's messed up. That nigga gotta pee. I gotta get out. I can't stay here. I'm gonna wait till he get back because I was gonna ask. We're about to get a little spicy. We about to get a little spicy. Lou didn't even tell me he was halfway through the podcast. Damn, Lou. You know, let's get spicy without him. He'll come back into good stuff. Boxers or briefs?
Briefs, 100%.
Briefs. Now, what age did you realize that boxers were ass?
I used to like it when I was little.
Yeah.
But then, because I thought it was cool. Then I grew up and I was just like, oh hell nah, I gotta put
what's wrong? What's wrong with it?
Cause
is it because your dick's swinging in the wind?
It's just too much going on sometimes.
It's not going down there.
It's like you're walking, you're trying to concentrate on your rap, but then it's like, whoa, I just felt a slap against my thigh. I needed to stay straight.
You try to run and your balls keep hurting. You're like, oh.
You gotta keep it all together.
Man, I'm trying to run from the cops, man.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You don't want me losing.
I can't run from the cops with the boxers. It gotta be the briefs. You're right. That's why I'm laughing.
I got done lost wearing boxers. Like,
how much? Fell out. And then look, and then the briefs also, you tuck your weed right into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, got that special pocket. Got that special pocket right there. Boxers do not.
Wow, so if your girlfriend were to buy you an underwear, what would you tell her? Like, if she came by, all right, listen.
But if I, no I did matter what my girlfriend buys me,
okay,
I gotta be like, oh, damn.
Yeah. Oh, so you're not that boyfriend. Yeah. You wouldn't be like, why would you do this?
No, you're she not would probably boyfriend. Do that to me.
Really?
She would probably do
that. She's a savage. That's how I am.
I'm like, no. Like, she would tell me, I don't like these.
This color is disgusting. What outfit would I wear this with? Why? You brought her some orange, like, she like, that's cute. You going with her?
I don't wear anything orange. Nothing orange.
Do you see my closet? My closet has no orange.
You don't even pay attention.
Nah, but she ain't.
You don't pay attention.
Definitely not like that, though.
She gonna hear us be like, word.
You feel?
You tried to talk shit on me at the podcast, huh?
Smoky in here, boy.
Listen, you should see it at the end. It gets
smoky
crazy.
In here.
It's a double investment.
You gotta repay her. What do you do when you fuck up with your girlfriend?
Don't wear arms.
Like, what's the first thing you do when you fuck up with your girlfriend?
Well, my girlfriend is pregnant, so I have no.
Oh, you can't.
I fuck up with my girlfriend. I just gotta leave her alone.
You gotta walk away. You gotta take a second. Let her give her 5 minutes. She's gonna be okay in 5 minutes. What do you do if your girlfriend got mad at you? What's the first thing you would do?
I ain't got no girlfriend right now. But
I mean, in general,
I would ask her something like,
"I'm just mad.
Why are you mad?"
Yeah, like I'm gonna play Montreal.
But like, you know, like this mad? Is some shit. Like you fucked up. Like you know, you crossed the line. Like she gonna be looking at you differently if you don't handle this correctly. This one of those situations can make or break you. So what y'all finna do?
I'll be trying to make, you know, what I'm saying, like them mad that they got even mad at me.
Wait, what? Like, this nigga said like, I manipulate her into being mad at herself for being mad at me. That's how I get her.
Nah, that's literally that's what I do. Are you mad at me? Fuck you.
I did what? You said I did what? Now look at you. Look at you bringing up stuff that's not even supposed to be brought up. Look how you're making the situation worse. You're making the situation worse.
You want to do that to me?
Wow, they're giving her the wow.
I'll be throwing some shit in my like,
we could already
leave
the last restaurant. Night.
Like, what are you
we could already leave. Like, you holding us up
like,
with
I
this.
I didn't know we were going to a restaurant. You feel me? You got to throw some shit. Like,
wait, so you just like threw her off? Yeah. Wait, we going out to eat?
Yeah, like you don't even know what I'm doing. Like,
stop
yo,
making this
no
a word.
No cap, that's what I have to That's what I have to do to this pregnant lady.
Especially she's pregnant, this pregnant lady.
Every single time pregnant. She gets me mad, I'm like, you want to go get something to eat? Come on, let's go get something to eat.
Like, she's like, all right, fine.
Fuck, I'm supposed to say no. Like,
yeah, like you gotta just go. Like, all right.
Fuck, I forgot I'm hungry. It's what it is.
Yeah,
be like that.
So. There's another winner right there. I don't know. He never grabbed
crack that. One poncho.
I mean, one of them was only for the back.
Selfish. Wow. That's selfish.
I think it's this one. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't get the order. This is not cool whatsoever. Give me this. I tried and I think I failed.
What is it with you, man?
Boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
When did you find out boxers were trash?
Like high school bop.
I heard that like at the corner of my ears. When did you find out?
High school prom.
Really? Was it prom or?
I feel like yeah, a little bit before prom. You know what I mean? Like, it's just.
Did you?
Like,
okay, so did
like,
you?
At, like, I, when I was young, I liked boxers. You feel me? Like, it was cool. Because Tidy Whities, I was a dub. You wore Tidy Whities?
You couldn't be sagging with the Tidy Whities. You can't be sagging with the Tidy Whities. Listen, man. But can you sack with the Briefs?
Yeah, because you feel me, the Briefs come down to, like, you know what I mean?
This is my favorite type of Briefs, and they're white. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck about none of that.
And they're white. Okay. So that's what y'all gonna see.
I can faithfully sag my pants, and I know there's no.
There are no tidy whiteys, though, but these are Briefs.
Fuck out.
And they're white.
Nah, there's a difference, though. There's a difference between tidy whiteys and Briefs.
What's the difference if they white? I mean, if it's a Brief.
Tidy whiteys is underwear.
Tidy whiteys is fruit of the loom.
They're. How do I really explain it?
Fruit of the loom. That's tidy whiteys.
You know what? Compression
any
shorts?
Fruit of the loom?
No. White or fruit of the loom. Yeah. White fruit of the loom is tidy whiteys.
What if someone came up to you and like said like, yo, like could you like wear these? Like, I want you to like wear these tidy whiteys. Like,
who's that somebody?
I ain't doing that.
Beat it.
Your face! Oh, he can't hear me.
He's talking about it right now. He can't.
What was I saying? Oh, wait, what if your girlfriend was like, yo, like, where are these? Like, I'll get so wet off of this baby. What?
She's not no fucking dumb. I'm wearing them fucking tighty whites.
What you mean? She look like grade A. Like,
She gonna have to accept that.
She Dominican with long hair. What do you mean?
It's a lot of Dominican with long hair. It's a lot. This is actually a billion.
Yeah,
there, I can find them. Ah, that ain't the vibe, man. Boxing Briefs, you feel me?
Like, you know what I'm saying? If I go to that extent, you know what I'm saying? That means you freaky. So that means, you know what I'm saying? We can do some extra shit that I want.
We'll do some tangs.
So
you like when girls are freaky. Like, if she come up to you and say, yo, I want you to go over here, right? I picked up this girl, right? Pretend I'm Ren. I picked up this girl. I want you to pick us both up. Like,
oh!
You know, take us to the hotel upstairs. I got the room key right there.
I'm taking that mission, like.
Are you marrying her? Wow! Yes!
You have to.
Why are you bugging? You're not marrying that? She set that all up for you.
That's great. But, like, filming so
many. I mean, I feel like he's not marrying her just off of that
situation.
Just
off the strength.
Oh, okay. It's got to be more than that.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like that's fine.
Well,
wait, you got morals, but you wouldn't have sex with the both of them.
Ah, look, this is your.
I ain't making it my wife off the strength. I like her.
Oh,
okay.
I like Lisa.
Nah, but this is a girl you love. This is a girl you love, and all of a sudden she want to have a threesome. All
right, if it's like 3 years in, I'm like, all right, and now she's breathing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
3 years?
I'm going to go get the
ring. Why got to be 3 years? Like, what if it's a year?
Like, I'm not trying. I'm just macking. I don't want to get married like that.
Wow.
That's not my vibe.
Wait, how old are you? Yo,
your wife is gonna love showing you this interview when y'all marry. She's gonna be like, remember when you said that dumb shit? Remember when you said you was never gonna get married?
That was the
now.
Funniest face. Like, I've never had that.
Yeah. I'm laughing because it's like, it's just nigga shit. Like,
I don't know. You never know. I could be on my bullshit.
Look at this shit.
I could be on my bullshit. Like, I meet her that week, and I'm just like, boom.
Like, you fell in love, or like, boom, I'm letting that go.
Boom. No, boom.
The boom is kind of hectic. It sounds like
I don't know.
Chaos.
Once I get money, like, you feel me? Like, I might have five.
Yo, these
really?
Okay. That's not you.
What you say?
I have a question for you since we're on this topic.
Of course.
All right, so. This is just my opinion, you feel me? This is my opinion. Me, I would rather have a child before I get married. That's just my point of view, you feel me?
Yeah, me too.
You know why? Like, I feel like
that?
People... It is. Don't get me wrong. It's
I agree
like,
with him.
You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. It's like the correct way is to do this and that, you feel me? But I see nothing wrong with my kids being part of my wedding, you feel me? Like,
of course. No, the only reason I made that face is because I've never... heard that either.
I feel you, it's uncommon, but I don't know. That's just my point of view.
Yeah,
and then somebody looked at me the other day, you know what I mean? Like, word? Like, I see what you're saying, but it was like,
we got the dickheads out there. Just like,
it's whatever. To me, I mean, marriage is just whatever to anyone. Anyone can feel their own definition of marriage. So, whatever you want to do, you can be common law, you can do whatever. If you want to have kids when you're common law.
Would you agree or disagree? Are you in disagreement? Like,
I mean, I wouldn't have kids before I'm married. It's not because of anything religious or if that's being the right thing. It's just like, thinking, I don't want to have, if I'm getting married, I want to be able to travel a little bit by myself, do some freaky things in front of freaky people. Like, I don't want to have to worry about, oh my God, my kid's in another room. I'm going to have to maneuver. How are we going to do this? We're going to leave the kids at the honeymoon, but they're, I mean, they're going to be kind of sad. My mother gonna get me like,
you want me to watch
somebody,
who?
Somebody.
After I raise your ass? You crazy?
After I just paid for this wedding? You about to ask me to raise these, watch these kids for you? Are you paying me?
That's what I'm saying. If I'm getting married, make sure I can afford everything. The whole wedding.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying too. And I think like having kids would just make that another.
If I have a kid, I'm paying for it.
Now, I ain't gonna problem. You know, I'm never putting my kids in the daycare. I'm not gonna lie. I was never in the daycare. You feel me? I think I turned out pretty well.
I was
raised with my family members.
I was in a daycare.
Cool. It's not that bad.
I went to pre-K. Is that a lit. Thing? I went to pre-K.
Yeah, I went to pre-K.
I went to daycare in Brooklyn. It was lit out there. That playground was something crazy.
It was a rough world
We had the trappers by the swings. You know what I'm saying?
You had to keep it on you all the time.
Slacked. My mom gave me freedom. Like, I would just go to the park, you feel me? I'll be outside, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
my cousins.
Rob Banks in the sack, nigga.
Yeah, like, word.
As long as I didn't get kidnapped, my mom was cool. Came home, that's cool. Is it easier to pick up a baddie when she's a smoker? Like, when you go on a date.
Absolutely.
Is it easier when the girl smokes weed?
Absolutely.
You know why? Because, like, so what does she like? Shorty, good, you feel me? Let's say you feel me, Shorty. Oh, then you feel me? I'm about to light her up. Nigga, she just gonna look at you, feel me? Some shorties look at you like, I was just getting high, you feel me? Oh, word, you gonna light it? I bet, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, right. It's not an alley.
But what if she sparked you up?
I feel you.
She's a keeper.
What if she came there and said, I'm gonna give you a scenario, because I like scenarios. So, you met a girl, let's say you at the car, let's go sophisticated with it. You at the coffee house, right? For no reason. You got a coffee, you met a chick, she looked like she cool, you talk, she listens to some good music or something like that. So y'all make plans, she like, all right, you know, maybe we can hang out, give you your number, you call her, y'all set up a date. The date, the first thing she says is, why don't we just smoke, hang out at my place, and what do you do when she says that? Smoke and hang out at my place, or you think I'm gonna shut up.
I'm pulling up, you feel me?
I'm all for that.
Just cause
you gotta read the situation.
Okay, wait. What did you tell me more?
Is she pulling up on you, feel me? Or is she just trying to, now I'm saying, just mad with you and just half and half. Like she can be a hoe. You can take it.
It's a hit or a miss.
Yeah, feel me? Like, exactly. Simple as that. Exactly.
But I always felt like when I made plans back in my bachelor days, I felt like it was easier because I smoked weed. It was always easier for me just to go, okay, I'm going to smoke. And then if you want, we can go out, we can just Netflix and chill, whatever.
Cause yeah, that's the best day. A bunch of weed, TV.
Hello, and it's cheap.
Huge bonus.
Save money.
Word, cook you something good. Feel me? Watch some TV, smoke some good weed.
I can't cook like
shit.
That. I'm gonna keep it above.
I always order
some food.
I will buy some food.
We're gonna watch Netflix and wait for the food to get here. Exactly. Like, we're gonna just order some food.
Breakfast, I will leave the meat. Feel me? Like, bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, I gotta go out.
Bacon, and cheese with some toast.
Nah, you gotta show her what you can do in the kitchen first.
Nigga, I am showing her breakfast.
Look. if you can't cook, you gotta wait for, you feel me, before she gets here, you gotta throw something on the stove that you just ordered.
Yeah.
You gotta check up, you baby.
Nah, cause that's cap, and we're on cap, you feel me?
You just ordered it. You like, oh, baby, look at
inside that bag over there, and skirt steak with some rice, you feel me?
Like, I just made
this in the refrigerator.
But you gonna put the skirt steak on the plate and be like, look, I just cooked it.
I feel you.
I just like, Nah, I'm not putting those glue sticks complete.
I'm scared of Chinese.
Eat that shit out of
the container.
Eat that shit out of the container. You ain't make that. You ain't fucking cook that. You never cooked a day in your life before.
You can't make
it. We all of a sudden come with jerk steak, mashed potatoes, roasted onions. Fuck out of here. What is this? Mushrooms, nigga. You fucking mushrooms.
I just realized that. You can't buy a chicken and make Chinese food.
How you cooking? But what would a hood nigga wear at an all white party?
White True Religions, white Uptowns, and
he said
a Hanes tee, a Hanes tee.
You got on True
Religions.
You got on True
Religions.
Do you have on True Religions? Do you have on True Religions right now?
No, this is.
I'm about to say, do you got on White True Religions?
If he get money, he might. He might wear an all-white Nike Tech shoe.
Okay.
If he get money.
Okay. Is that the Spanish poppy look?
Nah, that's the trap. That's trap gear.
That's trap gear.
That's trap gear.
You're right though, because the trap house across the street, I do be seeing them in these things.
Feel me? Great Nike suits. That's it. What is his Patterson suit? But this is up the hill. Down the hill, you see straight. Nike suits, whether it's
everywhere.
Tech or not, or
with they drink.
Get more water.
Damn, you guys are thirsty.
Thirsty, definitely.
I only have the backwood water.
Nah, that's fine.
Wait, is it?
Nah, that's fine.
I'm trash.
Nah, we have
four, like,
water
they
too.
People never drink the. I usually bring them and they like sit there. So I'm like, I'm gonna drink four.
Nah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know it's water in the whip, but I personally don't feel like walking a bunch.
Oh,
so it's alright.
I wasn't trying to make that dry. That move. Sorry.
I feel you. I wasn't even going to ask you.
No, not me. No, I was saying I was trying to mock you. My bad. You said white True Religions?
White True Religions.
What shoes would he be wearing?
White Uptown. Nike Uptowns.
I'm not familiar.
All white Air Forces.
I was going to ask you. Okay.
Yeah,
I was right.
Fact.
Air Force. What's the names for that shit?
I didn't know. I know, that's what I'm saying. I was thinking
Uptowns,
that he
Uptowns, Basils, whatever. Like, mad different names.
It depends on where you're from. Like.
Yeah. That's true. Do you think it's certain events that you could wear Air Forces to? Like, right. You can't wear Air Forces every day?
Nah, hell no. I don't like Air Forces, to be honest with you.
It's not my vibe.
I don't like the way they feel on my feet. They're too low top, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And they're too flat. Like, I just feel like...
They want to be Converses.
There's no bending to them.
Oh, you're about to
do that.
Yeah,
well,
that was
extreme.
Why don't you just
I
like
thought, let me throw this out there and see how it hit. Let me see. Test the temperature.
I feel like Air Force is.
You said he was like, yeah.
I feel like Air Force is valid to wear every day, but I personally wouldn't wear them every day.
Okay, you know, I don't see a lot of. Because
when you wear Air Force, you're
Air
not even trying to crease your shits, you feel me? So, off rip, niggas.
What if you seen somebody with dirty Air Force?
I don't know. It's different though. Like you can have some cook off white Air Force. You feel me? They
off white.
Look,
Air
right,
Force.
No,
wait.
But if you got the regular $100 shits, you feel
like,
me? And
these
the shits is white.
These is cooked to me, but this is my general. So it's like whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like dirty designer still goes.
Exactly.
Right? But like the regular white Air Force that's fried, you're done.
Fuck
up,
you
got, nigga. Better go cash out another.
You know
like,
who you remind me of? Capri Fernandez. Has anyone ever told you?
I don't know.
That?
Shout out to Capri. You feel me?
No, you do look a little bit like him. I'll show you a video after.
Capri.
In the after. In the
you can see.
After session.
Really, Leash? Who was I talking about in my email I sent you? There was someone in the mysterious case segment. Because we're not, I don't know if we should do lessons from Leash. Actually.
Wait, what did your email start with?
Lit like a lighter.
Lit like at gmail.com.
What was that one up? Twitter.
L-E-E-S-H. Everybody spelled it different.
Wow.
And we black, so we are you feeling me?
You know, it could have been a little spice,
you know,
in it, a little flavor.
Like, me and my cousin got the same name. That shit, right, the way that shit spelled look crazy.
Man, that shit fuck around be L-O-O.
Word, Leash.
With the I on there.
Yeah, word.
With
throw an I
the
on
little,
there.
The U shit, the dots.
French. Like, I got a hyphen in my name.
Really?
No funny shit. He didn't even know that. No cap.
You got a what in your name?
Hyphen.
Oh, word.
You said you're real if it's not
on
your driver's license.
My middle name is not even on my driver's license.
Birth assistant.
My mom Dutch, nigga.
Dutch. I got. Isn't it great when your moms agree?
Word.
My mom is a fucking best.
You know, shout out to mom.
She's gonna kick me out.
All right, so.
You know, she's still kicking.
I didn't get the email.
I follow you though.
I'm gonna check that.
Check that right now.
Yo, man, before this turns into
sun,
you know what I'm
saying? Wait, let's not bring this up. Let's not check right now.
Let's check when we get in the car, all right?
The vibe was good. Stop messing.
We're going to turn this shit off.
So you will follow me and quickly unfollow me.
Okay. Hey, hey.
I was like, please.
Please tell me. I didn't
unfollow him.
Word.
I'm on Twitter.
I'm
on Twitter.
She double tapped that.
All right. Question one, guys. Oh, wait. Let me do lessons from Lisa intro. I gotta get some water for my throat. I'm sorry.
Yo, I might throw her in here. I ain't smoke.
It's because you're sitting in the hot box. Exactly. So, Lessons from Leash is a part of the podcast where we give our high, very unfiltered, very unadulterated opinion to the poor, sad souls that submit their questions on this Twitter thread that I read every week from @6brownchicks. Shout out to them. And I always promote it every week on this podcast. And these are real people. There's proof. These questions are real. The situations are real. The people are real. So be prepared for some crazy shit. Question one. First time having sex with side chick. She said no more finger, put it in the penis. What? Wait, okay, so they did the emoji, but I'm just confused. This is question one of the thread. This is the first question that someone submitted for the world of Twitter to answer, but we're gonna answer with our high
unadulterated. Like the question, like, what does he do in this situation?
Yes, okay, yeah, he's asking our advice at the end. I just confused because it's the emoji, the eggplant emoji. So I don't know if they mean dick or if they just don't want to put dick and put eggplant. But, okay. First time having sex with my side chick. She said no more finger, put it in the dick. But I was very...
No. Put it in. And the eggplant is...
Oh, put like, in the... Okay. Oh, I am reading this. I am super... You're right. I am reading this super stupid dick. Okay. First time having sex with my side chick. She said no more finger, put in the dick. But it was my dick. And then I just went soft. Wait, why would I go soft? Am I high? I'm reading this correctly. First time having, oh yeah, my screen is cracked. First time having sex with my side chick. She said no more finger, put in the dick. But it was my dick.
Oh!
And then I just went soft. What to do? My wife doesn't complain about my size. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Advice. Right. Okay, this is your side chick. I forget.
Wow. Well, I can't really finger.
Your side chick.
Put in the dick, but it was your dick at the time. Okay, that's sad. I don't know the advice.
She's been through a lot. All right?
She's known some things. She taught you some things, probably. Pencil. Like, what does that feel like? Like, what would that look like? Why?
We don't know nothing about that.
Yeah. Little dicks? I don't know.
All I gotta say is, man.
Never been there.
That shit looks like
there.
A free world. You kidding me, bro?
Never. But you gotta give him advice.
On to the next.
Yeah.
Oh, that's you telling her? They're telling him move on? Go back to your wife?
Nah, you know what? He gotta play it off. Nah. I'm gonna keep fingering.
He's already.
he gotta play it off. Like, matter of fact, I don't even.
Be like, yeah, I don't wanna fuck no more. It'd be like, that's with my finger. Yeah, you right. Alright, so your advice is to tell him to move on.
He gotta play it off. No moving on. Look, he gotta play that
She's
off.
Not gonna feel it tomorrow.
He play it off!
Or, he cannot. He can't let that rock. Are you crazy?
You can't let that sit in the air.
He can do the best he can to keep her.
Yeah, I don't know what to
He can do the best he can to keep her.
No, he can't keep her.
No, she's a side chick.
You'll be
surprised. First of all, she's a side chick. So you can get rid of her easy. Like, this shit, that's it. You got a wife. Go back to your wife. You said your wife doesn't complain about the size, so go back to your wife. Niggas got issues. Let's go to question two.
What the fuck is the point of getting married if you're not... Like, come on, man.
He said his side chick told him to take the finger. Question two. Every time he and I talk about commitment, his wife threatens suicide. Wait, are these the same people talking back after each other? I'm like, she needs to do it or move on, because I've got feelings for him, and my kids, not his, need him to advise. Wait, so when his, okay, so when he and I talk about commitment, his wife threatens suicide. I'm either guessing y'all separated, or he's just openly cheating. I'm like, she needs to do it or move on, because I've got feelings for him. So you're telling her, kill yourself or hurry up. Like, which one? Like, either leave him or hurry up and kill yourself, because we're going to be serious. I don't know if that's the best route to take, because what if she really go ahead and kill herself? You would feel real fucked up.
You
got to
be careful with those types of people. Fuck around it.
Because she's threatening suicide. First of all, she's very unstable. So you're going to have to really, that's a sticky situation. What's y'all advice?
Word, hit the
bleezy. You'll be all right.
Word.
Just
move on, man.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm just...
You got
it.
Alright.
There you go. You be hating when them kids be trying to be cool and shit, like... I was like, you're going mad, smoking
I got
the nose, like, it don't feel like shit.
Yo, that was
like,
the most difficult rats.
That's just bad, right?
Niggas was like...
I think we turned. Alright, question three. She worships Satan, I think. I'm Baptist, born and raised. She's pregnant, wants to meet my folks, but I'm not ready for that. Advice?
I'm sorry, can you say it one more time? The blood wasn't lit.
She worships Satan, I think. I'm Baptist, born and raised.
This is her.
She's pregnant. No, these are all different. She worships Satan, I think. These are all different people that submitted questions asking for advice. Hold on.
That's it, bro.
Hold on. It's on charge. That's it. Sorry, I'm trying to.
Listen, it makes fire. It works.
She worships Satan, I think. I'm Baptist, born and raised. She's pregnant, wants me to meet my folks. She's pregnant and wants to meet my folks, but I'm not ready for that advice.
Whew.
But she worships Satan, so you felt like she was good enough to fuck. I don't see why you can't see.
This crazy bitch.
I mean, I don't deal with Satan. I don't fuck with demons. Lord, take that away. Yeah, like you already messed up.
You might give birth to a little. She's gonna give birth to a little demon.
You gonna have to tell her to drop that Satan shit
right now.
Like, I don't know, if you're Baptist, your family's definitely not going to accept her. Tell her to drop that Satan shit. Like, you gotta tell her, like, she's gonna have to get saved or something. Go to church.
Like, listen, I'm gonna take...
Just
yeah, I'm gonna take her to church on Sunday, okay? We're gonna baptize you.
That's what I'm saying, you feel like she...
Fam, I ain't gonna hold you, like...
But yeah, you gotta
go.
You kind of fuck. I mean, it depends. Listen, if she's 2 weeks pregnant, that's one thing.
Like, she's
but
pregnant.
If she's 3-4 months pregnant, then you gotta beat your family. You bugging.
What if she do some wicked shit, some fucking shit? Like, even if she's only 2 weeks pregnant,
that's not no wacky shit. She just wants to keep.
You just said.
I said no. Oh, you thought I meant. You thought that's what I meant.
You said, nigga. If
she's 2 weeks pregnant, that's one thing. But if she's like 3-4 months
pregnant,
she's 2 weeks pregnant, she wants me and my family. Like, listen, when you show a little bit and that shit, it gets that serious, like, then we can figure it out. She could just be capping. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he said, I don't believe. I want to see the belly.
Word. Yeah, word. Like, when you.
But see the belly button before you do all that.
I just peed on the shit. I'm like,
whoa.
Listen.
We're moving on
down
a little quicker. Let's go to the doctor right now. Let's go.
You sure? How you know she ain't fucked Satan that night and then. Boom, now Satan got her pregnant. Like, how you ain't know?
How you know that's not mine?
How you know she ain't fucking
me? And
that's
my, that's the devil she's trying to pass on to me.
Right.
I don't want that shit. That energy is not good.
Yeah,
she probably took some hair.
Why'd you even bag that?
I don't fuck with Satan, so I wouldn't even mess with her in the first place.
Yeah,
like,
word.
She
like, how, like, how did you
she
even
must
get
look
up in that
amazing,
situation?
Like, for you to even go past
yeah,
that. You're Baptist. No, he knew.
Nah, like, nah, I find Joe, like, if there was some badass foreign that wanted to fuck with you, and she, but she, the only thing is she's mad weird, bro. Like, she worship aliens or some weird shit.
I'm fuck with aliens,
bro. Alright, she worship the devil. Like,
I'm not doing that.
Listen, if she...
She can get it, but you feel me, she can't get the whole thing. I know you would.
Exactly. Like, I wouldn't just get in a relationship if with someone that worships. She gonna suffocate you and make you a sacrifice.
I'ma wake up.
You gonna sleep with my eyelids.
She gonna R. Kelly my ass or some shit.
Oh shit.
So that's why you just you don't do it.
Listen, I don't mess with none of that. I wouldn't even look at her after she said if I thought someone's worship Satan, I wouldn't even look at them.
Nah, it would throw me off completely. Like,
right, oh no, so I worship the devil. I got an example for both of y'all. What if it was Rihanna? She worship the devil. You feel me? Are you flipping?
That's what I'm saying. What? Real foreign. Like, it's
we gonna get lit.
Listen, I ain't gonna hold you.
Let her go. I mean, I'm not gonna date her, but I would definitely.
I ain't gonna hold you. We gotta go.
I would definitely smoke with her still. I mean, we could be friends sometimes.
We can get some coffee.
Sometimes. Yeah, we can go out.
We can chill. Sometimes. Fridays, not
Sundays. Yeah, Fridays. Don't come over. I'll come eat.
If I get a chance, I'm.
Don't bring that shit in my house. You crazy?
I'm gonna have to see. Right after you leave, like
every day.
And then once the baby born, you
get the Bible on top.
Yeah, word.
You gotta have some holy water.
Don't shit.
Yeah, word. The rest you gotta baptize the baby.
Listen, every single time they leave.
Nah, look. When they clean the baby, they gotta clean it with holy water.
Yeah, nah. That's what I'm saying. Just drop it a whole tub.
Listen, I don't know.
It'd be the funniest to me to the something was bugging. It was like, like mad, like, you feel me? Like, mad aggressive. Like,
oh, yeah, I seen that shit, bro. That was some dickhead shit, bro. Like. All right,
let me do question 4. $8,543 at the casino. Called my wife, and she told me to come home right away. I promised I would, but my girlfriend convinced me to keep playing, and I lost everything but $200. I forgave her, but my wife still thinks I have that money in the bank, and she's spending. What do I do? Y'all all cheating on y'all spouses, and it's just like, this thread is toxic.
Yeah, bro. All
this week's
shit
thread
is, like,
is toxic. Why y'all all cheating on y'all spouses?
Yes. Yeah,
like, get, do better. Go to marriage counseling.
Yeah,
y'all
bro.
Need
help. Fucking marriage counseling. That's what the fuck you need.
Yeah.
Y'all need help.
Oh, she's spending this, that, listen, motherfucker. Yeah, like, if you don't learn how to put your foot down, like, fuck wrong with you? Pussy. Turn into one of them, like, you crazy.
Is there any more? There was only 3 questions this week. Oh, y'all was ass this week. Okay, no less. Girlfriend was supposed to hit me gently with her car for the insurance money, but she ran over me and broke my ribs and ankle.
Wow.
I didn't share the settlement money. To spend now, but she won't help me get around, wash up, etc. Advice? I can't trust her. Advice? His girlfriend.
Wait, oh,
let
shit.
Me do it again. Girlfriend was supposed to hit me gently with her car for the insurance money, but she wound up running me over and broke my ribs and ankle. I didn't share the settlement money with her. Most of it is already spent. But now she won't even help me get around, wash up, etc. Advice? Can't trust her. Advice?
Damn, bro.
First of all, y'all both done. Second of all, I'm calling the cops. Because y'all tried to do something illegal and wind up hurting yourself. And then you're going to spend all the settlement money. So y'all wind up still getting money off of that.
Yeah, I'm so fascinated by how I...
They're
like, it's, I don't even make sense to me. I didn't think it really... Alright, go on.
Well, I'm gonna lick like this is how it is. Alright, what we about to say before we do the shameless plugs?
What was I saying?
It was about to be some poetic shit, too. Like, I saw it. It was about to come out, like... It was on its MLK. I saw it. He was about to captivate this shit.
Nah, yeah, hold on. So wait, they spent all.
Mm-hmm.
So they got what they they got what they wanted.
Well, he didn't share it with her. He's been.
So why is he mad? What's his question?
She mad.
Oh, she's mad.
Is she gonna help her? Well, help him wash.
That's her saying.
No, no, he's saying it. She won't help him wash up because he's still broken, got the broken ribs and stuff. Won't wash up.
Well, because he spent it on her, but she also fucked him up. So it's just
like, so y'all both dumb at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Just keep getting done up.
Just your race.
Okay. Started waiting on me.
Nah, yeah, you both fucking dumb. And you spent the money, so it's over. Like,
word.
I don't know what
you're
talking
about.
You better
get a girl to help you.
No way.
You're lying.
Listen, hang in there, alright?
Okay, alright. Okay. You know what? Let's do the shameless plugs, you guys. You got any upcoming music, any drops, any visuals, any SoundClouds, any Instagrams and Facebooks?
Oh, man. Word. New collection, new music.
Me and Poncho got a tape coming, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, word.
Still don't know what we're calling it.
That's a fact. I just dropped my tape, go look back yesterday.
That could be the name of it. Still don't, like a Wale type thing.
Still don't know what we're calling
tape
it.
Tape about nothing, you know?
Facts. Nah, yeah, dropped
the looking back
yesterday.
It's on iTunes right now.
About to go Spotify title, all that. Live.
Keep your eyes out for it, guys. Any SoundCloud names? Any Instagrams?
Yeah, Instagram. Poncho underscore.
Not the raincoat.
You feel me?
Not the raincoat.
My link in the bio.
Word. SoundCloud 3DMGs, Instagram 3DMGs, everywhere 3DMGs. You know what I'm saying? One maneuver is out now on SoundCloud.
Okay.
Spell that.
Word.
3DMGZ.
Okay.
All caps. The Z always going to be lowercase.
Okay. I like the explanation.
And what you say, Elise? Z's no essence, right?
Z's no essence. No essence.
Not Instagram GB_peso GB_PESO and that's for everything too.
Okay, make sure you guys check out
Twitter. Oh, nice.
This shit about getting crazy. I got 4 videos on the way. I got 4 tapes in the next 2 months.
Oh wow! So you're gonna have to keep an eye on your Instagram.
He got more than that. He just he's just high.
Oh, it's coming. I'm gonna be watching. Trust me. I stalk everyone. And since you guys came, you guys are now game. So you're always welcome to come back on the show anytime. We always have people that just slide through whenever because they know I'm here. Saturdays, 3. Yeah. No one knows the address. It's like, it's on my Instagram. But, so anytime you guys want to slide through, I'm here. Just let me know. And, well, we already got 3. We actually ran over our time. I had to wind up cutting stuff short. So if you want to send me the audio file, or the Liddy track of the week. That's what we usually do. We don't play the music.
Ah, shit.
Yet.
Oh, okay. Liddy track of the week.
What do you everything together?
Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
Send me the audio file. People always forget.
You gonna get it in your file, in your email today.
Okay. So, with that being said, remember to keep those blunts lit and keep that mind spark. You guys want to say goodbye?
Adios, amigos.
Holla, 3DMGs. Loop again.
Okay.
Born a Star Records, you heard me?
You know what I'm saying?
Happy BMC.
Coming for you. Jersey.
Chia.
Good.
Toodles.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Now, what's the name of that song that you're sending me so I can put it when I put it on my story today?
Ain't changing.
Yeah. Featuring GB Peso.
Featuring GB Peso. Hello.
Stay here.
Can you pass me that? Thank you.
give a shit. But rhyme with the Draco and a whole lot of shooters. Small circle, stay close, and all of us ruthless. And the pack in my coat, trapping out of school. Yeah, if you really want smoke, we gon' leave you too. For no bitch, I ain't changing for no money, I ain't changing for no fame. Fuck you.